on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Cthulhu! Cthulhu!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. This is The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album, The Great Old Ones. That song that you just heard was called Color Me Green. Why did I play Darkest of the Hillside Thickets besides the fact that they are super rad and I really like them? Well, let me tell you. This past weekend, during the long weekend, I went down to Seattle, if you didn't already know that, because I was talking about it for a very long time before I went. I went down to Seattle for the Penny Arcade Expo, and it was awesome, and I had the time of my life. for those of you not in the know, the Penny Arcade Expo is this huge video game. It's actually not just video games, it's gaming in general. It's a huge gaming conference that happens in Seattle over the August-long weekend. So from Friday to Sunday, for 3 days, all I had to think about was how much Dungeons & Dragons I wanted to play and how much computer games I wanted to play and how good I am at Tetris. That's all I really had to think about for 3 days, and it was so awesome, and I had a really good time. The best part was definitely being able to play with other geeks from all over the nation, maybe the world. I don't know. But there were a lot of people there. I think there were like 50,000 or something, or maybe I'm just imagining that. I don't know. But it took up the entire Washington Convention Center, including the annex building across the street. And it was good times. And Darkest of the Hills, I think it's played one of the evening shows. It played Saturday night. And I went down. My initial motivation for going down to this convention was to see Darkest of the Hills, I think it's play. But I ended up having an amazing time, you know, every day, all day, until 3 in the morning. For the whole weekend, it was good times. I played so much Dungeons & Dragons. That's all I need to say. Perhaps you went down. If you went down and you had a good time or whatever, give me a call. The phone number here in the studio is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Tell me about your PAX experience, because I had a blast and I hope you did as well. Today's show, Duncan was saying that I was working hard to plan it. Yeah, I was here early, but I wasn't necessarily working really hard. I just picked out some CDs that I wanted to listen to, and now I'm going to play them for you. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them every week, although I realize now that I forgot to do so last week, which is too bad, but I'll post it later, because I did a geek show last week with a bunch of really nerdily awesome music. So I'll post that later today, and then the playlist for today as well. The address is weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com if perhaps you are interested. If you wanted to download a podcast for this show, or really almost any other show on CITR, you can do so through our website, which is www.citr.ca for all those interested in doing so. I am going to start off today's show with a little bit of Choke. Choke are a Canadian band that are unfortunately no longer together, but they released a few albums. Most notably, I believe it was called Slow Fade, or How I Learned to Question Infinity. They were an amazing band. I'm sad that they're not together anymore, and they put together some pretty sick music videos and some even awesomer live shows, if that's a word. So I'm going to stop rambling now, and I'm going to play some Choke for you. This is a song called Breathing Won't Come Easy on We All Fall Down. I hope you enjoy. Ugh, I love technical difficulties. No, I don't. That was a dirty lie. I'll get it right this time or the next time or something. Give it like a second. Come on, isn't this the charm of community radio? I don't even know. If this doesn't work, then fuck my life. I don't even know. We'll be right back.
troubles outward. They stood their ground, now I should stand mine. So I explore measures to restore impressions that I want to leave now. So I transfer these troubles outward. They stood their ground, now I should stand mine.
Yo, listen up. Are you a musician or a budding disco superstar at any level?
List yourself in, like, the musician directory on livemusicvancouver.com, and you can find gigs that are, like, totally cool people to jam with.
We've got some groovy listings sorted by instrument and playing level, so you can find just the cool cat you're looking for. Could be a teacher, someone to jam with, or a serious musical project.
Profiles linked to past and present show listings, and band rosters, too, so you can even check them out beforehand.
Choose from over 1,000 local musicians or list your own cool profile online easily and for free at livemusicvancouver.com.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah. Situation.
Gone! 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 built this cloud, I can break it. The world can't change how I feel, because I know it's a lie. My heart is real.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was King Khan and the Shrines off of their album, The Supreme Genius of King Khan and the Shrines. That song was called Land of the Freak. I was lucky enough to watch King Khan and the Shrines play a show here. Was it like a month ago? Maybe it was more than that. It was sometime during the summer. And it was an amazing show. It was sold out, I believe. And I really hope they come back again soon, because if you missed it, you missed out. Before that, I played The Bouncing Souls off of my favorite Bouncing Souls album, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. P.S. It's over. Jesus. That song was called Gone. And before that, I started off today's show with Choke off of Slow Fade or How I Learned to Question Infinity. That song's called Breathing Won't Come Easy. Yeah, I thought I played more than that. Maybe I missed something. It's more than likely. Feeling a little bit wired right now. I just chased a cup of coffee with a can of Coke. So I'm a little strung out. I've been, ever since I got back from Seattle, which was like Monday night or something like that, I immediately started moving because I'm moving into a new place. So I haven't got a lot of sleep. Just because I've been psyching myself out and drinking lots of coffee. And I've moved a lot of heavy furniture. Picked up a whole bunch of new stuff. But the thing is, I haven't started packing. I haven't packed my clothes or my books or my CDs or anything like that. I don't want to think about it. We're not talking about this right now. We are going to talk about music and awesome shows coming up. There are a lot of good shows coming up, especially at the end of this month. But I'll talk about that in maybe like 15 minutes or so. If you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and you can download podcasts for this show and other shows on CITR through www.citr.ca. That is what I have to say to you, my friends. Right now I want to get to a local band called The Jolts. I like them a lot. Hopefully you enjoy them as much as I do, maybe even more. They have a new album out. It's a new full-length album entitled Haute Voltage. I'm going to play some of that for you right now, and then perhaps after that, I've been considering playing the new Dragon Force album, although, as hilarious as they are, I don't know if more people take them seriously or if more people kind of see them as a joke band, kind of like myself, because I went to go see them live. Like, I don't know if it was the last time they were here, but at some point they played a headlining show here in Vancouver, and I went to go see them because I thought everybody thought they were a joke band, and I went and everybody was so serious about it. I felt so out of place, and it was definitely before that Guitar Hero came out with that. They have a song on like Guitar Hero 2 or 3, sorry. And I definitely saw them before that came out. So maybe now that they've reached a wider audience via video games, maybe it's funny now. I don't know. But they have a new album out. It's called, I don't know where it went. It's called Ultra Beatdown. And I might even be interviewing them. Maybe. I don't know, but if I do get this chance to talk to them face-to-face, I will, of course, challenge them to their own song on Guitar Hero. So stay tuned for that. I don't know if that's happening, but I sure hope it does. I'm going to shut up now, and I'm going to play some Jolts for you, then maybe some Dragon Force? I don't know. Kind of sitting on the fence on this one. We'll see how it goes. This is The Jolts on We All Fall Down. I'm Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. This is AFI. I played a song off of Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Eyes called A Single Second. Prior to that, I played the Hex Dolls off of Call It a Comeback. That song was called On the Third Day, Axl Rose. Prior to that, Heavens, which was a side project of Matt Skiba of Alkaline Trio. That song was called Patent Pending off of the album with the same name. Before that, I played Witch off of Paralyzed. That song was called I. And before that, The Jolts off of Haute Voltage. That song was called I Never Loved You. If you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. You can also check out CITR's website, which is citr.ca, for podcasts and other information concerning this fine radio station. Oh, that kind of rhymed. And as always, you can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR if you wanted to place a request or, you know, whatever. Meh. But right now, I have show listings for you. I just found out that King Kong and Barbecue Show are coming to Vancouver. I'm just a little bit excited. Yeah, I heard that they probably would never, ever come back here or play a show ever again. I was bummed out. But glad that I got to see King Kong and the Shrines. But King Kong and Barbecue Show are apparently coming to Vancouver November 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Wow. I have a whole lot of show listings here, and I'm realizing now that this list is kind of long and lengthy, but I'm going to go through some of them because I would hope, and I think that you guys are interested in hearing about some or maybe even all of these shows. Coming up very soon, as in like 2 days, you can check out Sleeper Car. They're playing with Adelaide and No Horses at the Biltmore Cabaret. Then the next day, Fucked Up are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with Crystal Antlers and White Lung. That's happening September 7th at Richards on Richards. A local band that I really enjoy watching. The Hits are playing a show. They're playing with the Parallels and the TVs and a band called Pretty Vanilla September 13th at the Railway Club. Vancouver punk legends DOA are playing a show as well. They're playing with Dayglo Abortions and our very own Transmitters September 19th at the Commodore Ballroom. Robin gives a big thumbs down. You know what? I give a big thumbs down to your show, though I totally support it.
The first CD I ever owned was Dayglo Abortions' Fetus a Fetus.
That's awesome. Good for you. It's your turn next, Robin. Give me my time. What else is going on? Princess and the Paradise are playing with Speed Joker October 1st at the Bourbon. The Real Mackenzies are playing with Wednesday Night Heroes October 2nd at the Anza Club. A new show is announced. The Horror Pops, they're playing with a band called the Seven Shot Screamers. October 5th at Richards on Richards. And I actually like Seven Shot Screamers a bit more than I like the Horror Pops, so maybe I'll play them later. The Video Games live show is going on October 29th at the Orpheum. The Ramores are playing which is essentially the Jolts covering Ramones tracks, but they're awesome and they put on a great show. November 1st at the Cobalt, that is Halloween weekend, and I think there's some like Halloween-y theme going on. In Flames is coming to Vancouver with All That Remains, Gojira, and 36 Crazy Fists. Wow, I don't name these guys. November 17th at the Commodore Ballroom, Carpenter is playing. September 10th at the Media Club. Bad Religion and the Bronx are playing this month on the 14th at the Commodore Ballroom. Apparently it's sold out. I haven't had official confirmation, but usually Bryce tells me it's sold out. He's probably right. Against Me is playing with Japanther and the St. Alvia Cartel September 15th at the Croatian Cultural Center. The Cancer Bats are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing end of this month on the 28th at the Media Club. Comeback Kid, awesome band out of Canada, are playing with Misery Signals and Shahulud October 8th at the Plaza Club. Alkaline Trio coming back to Vancouver with Rise Against and a couple other bands that I don't really... a couple other bands. November 9th at the UBC Thunderbird Stadium. Guar is coming to Vancouver. November 10th, Commodore Ballroom. Metallica is coming to Vancouver with Lamb of God. Two bands I don't really care about, but The Sword are opening. December 2nd, GM Place. And Dragon Force is coming to Vancouver December 19th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Yeah. Throwing up the horns, Robin. Those are all the shows I'm going to talk to you about. But highlight, of course, being King Kong and Barbecue Show. Wow. H-O-M-G. November 7th, Biltmore Cabaret. Little smiles. What am I going to play for you now? I wanted to play some Alkaline Trio for you now. I have just over 5 minutes left. And then at 2 o'clock, Robin, who is here, is doing the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. It's awesome. Stay tuned for that. And then at 3 o'clock, Brennan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. Woo! Word up. I don't know any gang signs except for this. Live long and prosper. Not even a gang sign. Doesn't even matter. I'm going to stop talking and play some Alkaline Trio for you right now. Then we'll see where that takes us. Thank you.
and fun. So tonight I'll raise my glass to us, 'cause we talk so much I think we filled this ashtray twice, and I'm pretty sure we emptied every bottle in the place. So let's walk home, let's be afraid. Wanna grab you by the arms and kiss you so hard. Let's do it right while you get us to leave it out. Heard everybody's voice cut out when you spoke, and I watched all the lights go dim when your eyes opened. Well, I can't believe you showed up. What do I do now? It's last call, time to go. But before we say goodnight, let's walk home.
That's it. That's going to be it for me today. Thanks very much to everyone that listened and called in today. You guys are awesome. I'll be back next week. Playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Podcast, www.citr.ca. Robin, Inkstead's coming up next. Brennan Cody, 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. I'm leaving you off now with Comeback Kid. See you next Thursday, guys. We'll be right back.
The weight of regret. Your regret.